Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, coming up to him, calling him, looking for confessions. Hey, dude, stop wasting my time, man.
Father Mike was actually at the Olympic Club on Father Mike LaRocca.
He was at the fight night?
Yeah, he was out there the other day.
Well, so he was having a little fun, huh?
Yeah.
He wasn't in God's cathedral.
No.
Oh.
What is going on here?
So back to quarterbacks.
God is not going to strike us down, Shaska, I promise you. God knows. God likes to joke, too. That's why comedy has existed. He likes to laugh.
He does.
Oh, that's a funny joke. Like, you know, God is good. God is really good. She's well-rounded.
You're Lovin through the glass laughing.
God, Lovin, do you pray? He prayed that Miami got a quarterback this summer. Can we get a quarterback? And you know what? God said, you know what, Lovin, you suffer so long. Cam Ward, you're going to leave Pullman, Washington. Let's go to South Beach, Miami.
I'm just clean it up, Auntie.
I'm a big believer in balancing it out with a little bit of praise every now and then, and being grateful for what you have, not just always asking. That's all.
That's why I don't ask God for everything. I talk to him like once a year in terms of prayers.
But ain't nothing you can do about
it. The relationship is just, it's an open door. It's an open book. I can send a text down right now. Hey, Bonte, hurry up and talk quarterbacks, man. All right, let's talk quarterbacks. Now, watching Tua last night. Mahomes is number one, right? He's
clearly
the quarterback we're all taking.
Yeah, clearly.
Josh Allen, I think, has closed the gap on Mahomes. I'm not taking Josh Allen over Mahomes, but I think Josh Allen is widening the gap over the next best quarterback. It's Mahomes 1, gap, Josh Allen 2, and I think there's a big gap after Josh Allen. But you know what? That third quarterback, everybody keeps talking about Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow. No, it's not Joe Burrow. I'll tell you, after watching quarterbacks through the first week and a half of the season and watching what I saw from Burrow, and I heard what you said about Cincinnati, don't freak out on them. They always start off slow. Right now, Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. And right now, after watching these quarterbacks, I'd rather have Brock Purdy quarterback of my team than Joe freaking Burrow.
So you're saying he had a better week than Joe Burrow?
I think he's had a better year and a half than Joe Burrow. Since Brock Purdy's been inserted at quarterback, he's been better than Joe Burrow. Now, Joe Burrow's had flashes. Joe Burrow's special. But he's also 5-5 in his last 8 games. He's had some injuries. His wrist already seems to be hurting a bit. And you took away one of his playmakers last year, T. Higgins, and he looked pedestrian. He looked very, very pedestrian. And he's kind of looked like this over the last 10 games. Joe Burrow has all the attributes, you know, the arm strength, the IQ. But we put him in the top three like it's, oh, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow. I don't even know if he's played like a top 10 quarterback over the last year, Shasky. And that's why I think Niner fans, we need to feel really good about having Brock Purdy. Right now he's one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the NFL. One of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. And right now, I think he's better than Joe Burrow.
Well, I think Joe Burrow, I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know what. But the reason why he gets elevated into that upper echelon is because he's beaten Lamar in the playoffs. He's beaten Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Did the Bengals beat Lamar?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at it right here.
In the playoffs?
Round. Yeah. 2022.
Oh, in Cincinnati? Was that game in Cincinnati or was that in Baltimore?
Yeah, in Cincinnati. Yep. Yeah. 24-17, excuse me.
Lamar didn't play that game. That was, I think that was Huntley.
Well, but he's beaten them. And then he's beaten Josh Allen. And he's beaten Patrick Mahomes. That's why. I mean, you're asking why. It's pretty simple. Also, I look at the team that he took over. There's a Steph Curry quality. When you take over the Cincinnati Bengals, okay, like, I think it holds more weight. Had he done this with a more established team, with a more established coach, I think there'd be more pessimism on him. Like, look what Brock Purdy inherited, a team that won double-digit games 3 out of the 4 years prior. You know, Kyle Shanahan is regarded as a high-level coach. So, fair or not, I think a lot of people dilute Brock Purdy. I think part of the Joe Burrow narrative, if you will, the conversation is like, does anyone think that Zach Taylor could take over the Carolina Panthers right now and turn them around? Probably not. You know, does anyone think that Cincinnati Bengals are some well-oiled machine? Like, outside of Joe Burrow? Not really.
Ja'Marr,
you know?
Chase is a superstar.
What?
Ja'Marr Chase is a superstar.
I'm talking about when he got there.
Oh, when he got there, yeah.
I mean, they were pretty low. He's the number one overall pick.
Zach Taylor helped build them, though. He helped build that team.
I mean, if we were just doing, like, pick a coach that you want. I don't think most people are taking Zach Taylor in the top 10. So you're asking why he gets elevated to this? I think it's because of all of those things. He did throw, like, you know, 4,500 yards and back-to-back 35 touchdown seasons. So the guy's been really good. Has he been good the last year and a half? No, because he's been hurt.
I don't know if Zach Taylor might be a top 10 coach. Andy Reid, McVay, Shanahan, Sean McDermott. I'm throwing them in there.
Okay.
Zach Taylor's been better than Tomlin the last 3 years. He's been better than Tomlin. John Harbaugh, put him in there.
Okay, five.
Five. Who else? You put D'Amico?
LaFleur.
You've
done it with two different quarterbacks?
I mean, Bengals been to playoffs, man. Zach Taylor's damn good. I don't know if there's better coaches, but we're getting sidetracked here. Burrow, sure, he gets the credit for going to Arrowhead, and they get the win, and they go to the Super Bowl, and they had that run, and he got sacked a lot. I get it. He was special during that run, and maybe he gets elevated. But since that moment, you're starting in 2023, the late 2022. I don't know if Joe Burrow. I mean, I look at that playoff run. Yeah, they beat Baltimore, but Lamar Jackson wasn't in that game. They go to Cincy, they win, they take Mahomes down to the wire. I get it. Purdy just took Mahomes down to the wire.
Well, and they beat him. Too, you know,
a few years ago,
yeah, they
a few
beat
years
him,
ago, yeah, you know? A couple
and,
years
and
ago,
and then you beat but Josh
I,
Allen, and
but since the beginning of 2022, I think Purdy's been a better quarterback, and right now I think I'd rather have Brock Purdy than Joe Burrow. I don't know if Joe Burrow's going to be able to last.
Well, that's a different question.
Like you look at him play a quarterback against the Patriots. Guy looks stiff in the pocket. He looked unsure of himself, and so for all the people who say, "Oh man, take away Brock Purdy's weapons," well, it looks like if you take away Joe Burrow's weapons, he looks like a very average quarterback.
Well, I think he's still really good. And he's obviously going through some sort of a slump right now or an injury or whatever. Why people elevate him is because, you know, he's done the one thing that almost no one's done is, like, beat Mahomes, right? Just so few people have been able to do it, especially in the playoffs. It's literally Burrow and Brady.
And really,
that's the only two guys.
And I look at that. I'm sorry. I look at that. And it does make me cringe a little bit when we say this guy beat that quarterback when they don't even play against each other, but that's the way we speak. Kansas City blew that game.
Well, okay, but you could also say that the Bengals blew the game where they pushed Mahomes out of bounds late and then they got a field goal. I'm just saying, like, we can go back and forth on that.
It was tight.
I mean, he's played them very well, and Mahomes himself has said, like, that's one of the few guys that I fear. So you're listening to the legend talk.
Well, in that game against Kansas City, Joe Burrow threw two picks.
The one that they won?
The one that they lost. He threw two picks.
Okay.
Threw two picks.
Threw for 300
yards. Five times. Threw for 270.
Okay.
Threw for 270. Threw two picks. Wasn't really good in that game. He was okay. He threw a big pick.
So I think you're standing alone on this one, and that's fine. I think that he's a really good player. Whether Brock's playing better football right now, I think clearly Brock's playing better football.
That's all I'm saying. I would rather have Brock Purdy today, right now, than Joe Burrow. Because I don't like what I'm seeing from Joe Burrow. I don't like the sides.
I don't like the sides. I don't know.
The hype on Joe Burrow, he's living off those. He's living off those AFC Championship wins from a couple seasons ago. But over the last year and a half, Brock has been better.
It's okay to say it. What about when he came to Levi's and dismantled the Niners? Does that hold any water?
It was great. But we also knew the Niners didn't have Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel. We also realized that the Niners had a short week, and they were playing the Bengals off a bye week. And it was obvious that the Bengals were just a step quicker in that game. The Bengals were coming off a bye week before that football game. Coming off a bye week, Niners coming off a short week, Monday Night Football, and a quarterback who hadn't practiced all week. That was a schedule loss.
See, I'll take your bigger point, which was like, all right, Mahomes, and then you got, it feels like a little bit of room, and then you got Allen, and then a little bit of room. And then I think on any given day, it can be Lamar, it can be Burrow, Stafford, Purdy can be up there. I think there's a variety of guys that could throw their name into the mix and be considered one of those guys on any given day. And so I think the margins are very thin. I think Purdy's perfect for what the Niners do. I think Burrow's really good for what Cincinnati wants to do. And it's very, 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 very close. I don't think it's that far off one way or the other.
I just think right now Purdy's played a lot better football than Burrow. A lot better football. And he has, and the data tells you, he has over the last year and a half. He's played better football. He just has. It's okay to admit it. But, like, I was just thinking about it last night. I'm watching Josh Allen. I'm like, Joe Burrow's not on the same level as Josh Allen right now.
No.
Not even close.
Josh Allen's really good.
Not even close. You know, Joe, we need to start talking about Joe Burrow. Like, Baker Mayfield right now. Is he playing better football than Joe Burrow? He has over the last 8 weeks. Last 10 weeks, dating back to last year. I mean, I like Joe Burrow a lot. But the hype, we get on Lamar Jackson for everything.
Because Lamar has done nothing in the playoffs, Monte.
He's won a couple straightforward games. Okay, but he carries that team.
But that's the same thing with James Harden.
With a lot less playmakers.
Okay, but Lamar. This is why James Harden got crushed year after year.
Jalen Hurts, think about the dialogue about Jalen Hurts. He's got to a Super Bowl, too.
I don't think anyone throws him in the top five anymore.
But we get on him for everything. And Jalen Hurts has been really productive with Philadelphia. Really productive.
I don't think we put him. I think he had the 1 year, and I think since then there's been a dialogue about him. I think Joe Burrow, this is a big year for him to try to prove to stay healthy. There's no doubt about it. And he hasn't looked great. And whether it's the real injuries, the not good injuries, I think the reason the guy gets the benefit of the doubt, he was drafted number one overall by one of the worst organizations in sports. Nobody really thinks that highly of Zach Taylor, fair or not. And
I don't know about that. Zach Taylor's been really good. I don't know about that. I don't know how people feel about Zach Taylor. I don't. Maybe casuals don't like him. Zach Taylor's done a lot of good in that system in Cincinnati. The playmakers that he has, the way they ran their offense. Zach Taylor's a damn good coach.
I don't know if he's a good coach, because when he didn't have Burrow, they didn't win. And when he did have Burrow, they did win. I think he's all right, you know? But I don't think most people are like, oh, Zach Taylor, that's the coach I have to have. I'm explaining to you why people give Joe Burrow so much benefit of the doubt. And guys like Baldy, who break down film, speak glowingly about
him. I hear that. Burrow's not a bum. I'm not saying he's a bum. But right now, Purdy's playing better football. And when Burrow struggles, we make all these excuses for him. When other quarterbacks struggle, he's just not good enough. He's not this. He's not that because of a couple playoff wins. Does he have more playoff wins than Jimmy?
I don't know, but I know in those games he played better than Jimmy.
I don't know. I just think Joe Burrow, the hype has gotten a little too much. He might be overhyped, and we're afraid to say it. Why are we afraid to say Joe Burrow's overhyped? It's Cincinnati. Let's not act like Cincinnati's been dog poop for many years. Let's not act like Marvin Lewis didn't take that organization to the playoff year after year after year after year. And I know what they did. They lost. They were winning division championships. Cincinnati's been good for a while, man. Wow. Zach Taylor? I like Zach Taylor. Anyway, more on that. 888-957-9570. A lot of people think I'm high right now. Explain why Brock Purdy hasn't been playing better football than Joe Burrow. Explain it.
I think he has. I don't think anyone would argue. Like, the numbers speak for themselves.
I think they would. I think they will. I think they would. All right, we're coming up. We got a break because I see the boys back there squirming. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the morning roast with Fontaine and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yee!
All right, Turtle Pie, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to everybody out there on a payday Friday. Don't forget about Jake Hutchinson, our 95.7 The Game insider. All guests appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop really is a fun, fun place. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app as well. 95.7 The Game, thousands of other stations and millions of podcasts are free. So, whole thing was pretty over the last year and a half. It's played better than Joe Burrow. We could move off from that because I get the hype with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow this, Joe Burrow that. But guy hasn't been playing good football, and I don't hear about it. I hear about when Lamar struggles. I hear about when Jalen Hurts struggles. I hear about when Brock Purdy struggles. I don't hear about it when Joe Burrow struggles. Everybody just kind of hides into the bushes. So, anyway.
Isn't that because of the injuries, though? Like, that's mainly the reason.
That's a part of it. I mean, last year it was pretty obvious when he went down. He had the calf injury before the season even started. And then he missed, obviously, what was the final 7 or 8 games. And then this year, I don't know. Like, is he laying it on thick because he's not playing well? Or is he legitimately hurt? Like, having your wrist hurt like that, that does feel like a pretty big injury for a quarterback.
I mean, they opened the season last year at Cleveland, just got their braids beat in. He threw for like 140 yards, right? And I get the calf injury, the calf, and, you know, he's got to sit in the pocket and just throw the football or whatnot. Joe Burrow was very inconsistent last year. Very inconsistent. And they've lost a lot of playmakers. I get it. They were very inconsistent last year. I don't think he was having a great year. Not to the standard that we set for Joe Burrow. When you sit Joe Burrow up there and you said, hey, this guy is... Some people think... And this was a conversation last season. It was. I saw it on national shows. Who would you rather have, Burrow or Mahomes? They do the same thing. And a lot of people, there's a lot of former players who say, oh, Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in the league. He's the best quarterback in the league. And I just don't buy it.
How much of that you think is baked in that people give Andy Reid so much credit?
I don't know. I don't know. The goalposts change so much on who we give credit to. Like, now we're not giving Zach Taylor credit for Joe Burrow and the playmakers or whatnot. Zach Taylor's running. I think Zach Taylor's a hell of a coach. Hell of a coach. So I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, you thinking he's a good coach and him getting a lot of love, like league-wide, are two different things, right? When I hear who's a schematic genius and who's on the rise and this, that, and the other, people don't give Zach Taylor the credit. They do jump to Joe Burrow. So the reason why I say, like, most people's minds, he's not a top 10 coach, is because they go through, and I know you dismiss Tomlin, but people put Tomlin in there.
Right.
You and I probably agree on that. I don't really know how great Tomlin's been. They haven't won a playoff game in years, right? Like, but then you could also say he hasn't had a great quarterback play in years. So I think when we're doing these mental exercises, you know, a lot of it is how do you perceive someone? And I think when you beat Mahomes in the playoffs, whether Mahomes was hurt or not, or he played poorly in an individual game, like, you're going to get a lot of credit. When you go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen and you beat him, you're going to get a lot of credit. When you go to Kansas City and you lose in the final 2 minutes of a game, you're going to get a lot of credit, right? And I think they've also beaten them during the regular season. And so, like, the legend of Joe Burrow is based on him beating Mahomes.
I've seen Justin Herbert's beat Mahomes. Right? Yeah. Justin Herbert's never beat the Chiefs?
I don't know.
You sure? What about that game at Arrow? That wasn't
nope,
Justin Herbert.
He's never beaten him.
Who was the quarterback who was the Chargers? It was a Thursday night game.
Phillip Rivers.
Was that Phillip Rivers? Williams scored the game with a touchdown? Damn, Justin Herbert. But it feels to me, so this is where I was going to go with it. It feels like we've just put Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow on this pedestal to where they're top five no matter what. No matter what. Unquestioned. I'm starting to question that. Especially Justin. You know how I feel about Justin Herbert. Now, we'll see with Jim Harbaugh. I think he'll get the best out of him. But Joe Burrow, and everybody says, well, Brock Purdy has all these weapons. It's not Brock Purdy's fault that he maximizes his weapons. He took this offense to a level that we haven't seen in years in San Francisco. It was the most prolific offense we've seen since probably 89. Like, that's how potent Purdy was in the pocket and how potent he was to get the ball to his playmakers. At times, Cincinnati, they play so inconsistently that do they actually maximize the talent that they have? Do they back? Like Joe Mixon, for example, goes crazy in his first game for the Houston Texans. And the word coming out of Houston is like, well, Cincinnati didn't really use Joe Mixon the way they should have used Joe Mixon. Did they maximize that talent as part of the equation with Joe Burrow? Did you maximize Joe Mixon in your run game? Did you maximize Jamar Chase? Have you maximized T. Higgins?
Where's Zach Taylor's influence on that?
Zach Taylor's a good coach, but you know, quarterbacks got to make consistent decisions, right? Zach Taylor does get a little credit. He does get a little something there, but players play, right? Players play. Is there any question that Mahomes wouldn't be good without Andy Reid?
It would be a little different. I mean, being with Andy Reid, he's amazing. I don't like if I gave, if I put Patrick Mahomes with, I'm just trying to think of who, you know, Matt Rhule, who was in Carolina. Yeah, I think Mahomes would be good. I don't think he'd be as great as he is. I know, I don't. I don't. I think he'd be good. Absolutely. I don't think he'd be great. Like, if I put Patrick Mahomes right now with Antonio Pierce, yeah, I'm sure, like, right this version of Pat Mahomes, I think he'd be really good. But, like, early versions of Pat Mahomes, like, yeah, I don't think it would it'd be as close to dynamic as what it is.
Has Lamar beat Joe Burrow before?
I don't know.
He has. He has.
Okay.
So, like, Jared Goff. They had the wild Monday night game.
Criticisms really bug you.
No, it doesn't bug me, but I'm saying we need to be fair with our criticism. We need to be fair. Like, fair is fair. Jared Goff beat Mahomes a couple times, right? The wild Monday night game last year at Arrowhead Stadium. But that stuff doesn't mean anything.
No, I think we're going to be
given Sunday. Any given Sunday, anybody could be beat. And these quarterbacks aren't playing against each other. You know, they're playing against opposing defenses.
But why does everyone scoff at Jared Goff? Because in the playoffs, he kind of shrivels, right? And, like, people don't believe in him in the playoffs. And I think that's the line of demarcation for a lot of these guys. It's where Josh Allen is currently. It's like, hey, Josh, we know you kick butt in the regular season. Can you do anything in the playoffs?
Yeah, he does do something in the playoffs. He doesn't lose those games. He doesn't drop passes. He doesn't miss field goals. He doesn't He doesn't not play defense when there's 13 seconds left and the Chiefs got to get a field goal and get about 30 to 40 yards. That's not Josh Allen's fault. That's why he's like, oh, he beat Josh. Well, Josh Allen didn't drop a pass last year against Kansas City. He didn't drop the five passes. He didn't call the fake punt. And Jared Goff, I'm going to defend Jared Goff for a little bit. Fourth down throw to Reynolds. Did that hit Reynolds in the chest or what?
Twice, and he dropped the ball.
Twice. But, Joe, we're going to sit here and say, well, Jared Goff came up short. He made the throws he needed to make. Receivers got to make plays. He helped the Rams get to the Super Bowl when he gets Belichick. Belichick undressed McVay, Jared Goff, and everything, and not having Todd Gurley, it hurts. But that's just, it's not so much that the Lamar criticism gets to me. It's let's be fair with our criticism. And what's fair is right now, Joe Burrow has to play good quarterback. He hasn't played good quarterback in quite some time. He's been very consistent. And the knock is, as we talk about Tua Tagovailoa and these concussions, Joe Burrow gets nicked up quite a bit.
Oh, that's pretty obvious. I mean, he's hurt a lot. There's no doubt about it. He's hurt a lot. I think the Lamar thing is a little different because their whole offense is centered around him. Like, everything that they do is so Lamar-centric. And so when he struggles in the playoffs and he doesn't run, which is his number one attribute all year, you're like, what are we doing? Like, why did you play one way all year? And then in the biggest game of the year where you're a home favorite, you play a different way. I don't understand it. And so, yeah, I think he's going to get crushed. I put Lamar in a James Harden zone. Not that everyone can't stand him. It's that he's so dynamic in the regular season.
Chris Paul, baby.
Chris Paul, same thing. Like, but until you do it in the playoffs consistently, a lot of people are always going to be like, yeah, but. Right? Whereas Burrow's kind of like in this, well, you won a couple of big games. You went on a magical run. You were tied in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, and Stafford had a great drive. And so I think he gets elevated because of some of his playoff moments.
I'd be the first to tell you Lamar struggled in that AFC Championship game. He wasn't right. But what happens if Zay Flowers does a fumble in the fourth quarter at the goal line to tie the game up? I mean, these things happen. Some things are just out of your control. So it is wild. Like, you know, Lamar's overrated, yet he's winning MVP after MVP. And the quarterback I saw, you know, after all the performances last year, Joe Burrow had a hell of a performance. And then Christmas night happened. I said, oh, my God. Like, Fred Warner, who we love and adore, had no shot against Lamar Jackson in open space.
No, he was amazing.
They had no shot on the RPO game. They had no shot. So, you know, the criticism, I just want to be equal. And right now, I'd say it right here on these airways. Call me a homer all you want to. Quarterbacking my football team today, I'd rather have Brock Purdy than Joe Burrow. quarterback in my team. Joe Burrow may have the bigger arm. He may have the better talent. He looks like a physical freak. 6'5", 6'6", has a boxy. He has the hair. He has everything. Joe cool, right? Give me Brock Purdy for what he's doing right now. Brock Purdy's playing mistake-free football. He's getting the ball to his playmakers. He seems like he's calm, cool, and collected. He's got all the commercials in the world now. Right now, I want Brock Purdy quarterback on my team. If I can't have Mahomes and I can't have Josh Allen, and I look at the picking a bunch here, the next 27, next 28, you know what? I'm taking Brock Purdy off my board first.
I think a lot of Niner fans feel that way.
I don't know if a lot of fans feel like that. I don't think a lot of Niner fans feel like that. Now I'm looking at the quarterbacks yesterday. No one can be Brock. But I just say it's just kind of weird how we choose to delegate our criticism when it comes to quarterbacks. Joe Burrow's been, oh no. Speaking of Purdy, I guess he got asked about all those commercials. Take a listen.
Can you tell me about the latest one, Applebee's? Is that the most fun shoot you've been on? I know you did the John Deere as well.
Yeah. I mean, John Deere, Toyota, Applebee's, Ariat. A bunch drink or Recover 180 is a sports drink, so I've done, you know, a handful of them, but Applebee's was pretty fun just because I was running around like the restaurant, like clapping and throwing plates of food and stuff, so it was pretty entertaining. And the thing, like, how it's come out, you know, with Saquon Barkley and Dan Campbell, I think it's been like a pretty funny thing that we were all able to put together.
God, he's in so many commercials right now. He is such a darling, and they are selling him to middle America, and it is working. I mean, the guy is sponsored by a vegetable, not even a vegetable company. He's sponsored by corn. I mean, it's incredible. He's got cowboy boots. He's got Toyotas. Wait,
corn is a band, right?
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
K-O-R-N.
That's a different
yes.
Yeah.
Freak on a
See,
leash.
I knew that. Pandora's box.
Give you a four.
They got bangers. Korn had some albums.
Oh, Freak on a Leash. Like, the music video is still all time.
Play their most popular song for Bonte. He'll recognize it.
We'll come back with it.
Yeah, pull it up.
That's not a guarantee. That's not a guarantee that I'll recognize
Brock
it.
Purdy is crushing it with these commercials.
Make a lot of money. Making a lot of money. A lot of money.
There's an everyman quality to him. Whereas Joe Burrow, as you were bringing up, he's got like almost a rock band kind of like aura. Like, he tries to have one at least. You know, let me bleach my hair. Let me come walking into the stadium in these wild outfits. Mm-hmm. And, you
Listening
know, I was
Korn.
The quarterback of LSU and one of the, what's that?
I was saying he's listening to Korn probably too with that Slim Shady haircut.
He might be. He might be.
2001.
But like he's just totally different, right? I mean, high profile player at multiple schools, transferred, goes to LSU, undefeated season. Just I don't know. They're just totally different. He's a swashbuckler, whereas Purdy's kind of more the everyman, you know. And I just think that they're always going to be kind of viewed very, very differently.
Sorry, I was looking at Justin Herbert here because he does have a win against Mahomes in Kansas City. They beat him 30-24 back in 2021. Herbert, I knew he threw four touchdowns in this game. Go figure. Four touchdowns in this game. Mike Williams had a couple. Patrick Mahomes threw two sick for 260. We threw two picks. So he does have a win over Mahomes, but I'm not going to elevate it. Like, you know, guys are going to win a game here and there. They're going to win a game here and there. Why did Vontae wake up and choose violence? Hey, man, you got to have takes. I'm not scared to have a take. My take right now is I'd rather have Brock than Burrow. Let's go to Alex in Atlanta. Alex, what's happening?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. Listen, first of all, I think Brock Purdy is going to have a big game on Sunday. Here's why. I'm looking at the Vikings injury report right now. Former All-Pro, former Pro Bowl free safety Harrison Smith didn't practice for them yesterday, so that could be a big hit to their secondary if he's not playing on Sunday, and that could be an opportunity for Brock Purdy in the passing game to go off. But on the other side of the ball, I'm looking at the Vikings offensive line. I'm looking at Sam Darnold. And I think the 49ers, if they're going to win this game, they got to get pressure on Darnold. You know, the Vikings last year, they allowed 47 sacks. Their QBs were pressured on an average of 27% per pass attempt. So one out of every four pass attempts, defenses were getting pressure on Vikings QBs last year. Darnold, over the last 3 years, he's got an abysmal completion percentage against pressure. It's 46% over that time frame. So if you can get to Sam Darnold early and often, I think this could be a game where the 49ers really blow this open. And look, Jordan Addison also didn't practice yesterday for the Vikings, so that's a big weapon in their passing game that they could be missing.
I think
the Niners are going to win this.
Real quick, Vikings last year, weren't they eighth against the run? Weren't they eighth against the run? Yeah. So they do.
They were eighth against the run.
Eighth against the run. So you're saying it's going to be a big Brock Purdy game due to that because they are stiff in the run game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at the game the Niners played against them last year. I think the Niners only had 65 yards of rushing in that game. So the Vikings really tried to make Brock beat them with their arm. And I think that's going to be a similar case this week. But I think it's going to come out in favor of the 49ers. I like the Niners to win 27-17. So another win.
There it is. I like it, Alex. That's why it may not be a big Jordan Mason game. Minnesota is tough against the run. Eighth last year against the run, Minnesota.
Without Hunter, does that change a lot?
I don't know. I mean, they shut the Giants down last week, but that's the New York Giants.
It's hard for me to take the New York Giants.
Yeah, the New York Giants.
Like, anything done against them feels,
I was
automatic.
Did you watch some of that game?
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
It's so bad to watch.
Darnold throwing to wide-open guys.
I did like the logo at midfield, the old New York Giant logo. That was pretty cool. But
the uniforms they were wearing too.
Good.
But they were like nude colored legs. It was very awkward to look at.
Yeah. Not good.
Get your mind out the gutter, man.
Put your mind out the gutter. It's just weird to look at. I don't know what you're just saying. That color should not be part of a uniform, is what I'm saying.
It's not a bad color.
It is for a uniform.
There's basically one guy who we're thinking about is the guy that to me is the one that you fear, and it's one of the best players to start a wide receiver career ever, and it's Justin Jefferson. I mean, you just look at his raw numbers, 1,400 yards, 1,600 yards, 1,800 yards. Last year, he was hurt for almost the whole year. He still had 1,000 yards. He played nine games, basically. It's incredible. So it's Justin Jefferson, and I'm very interested to see what they throw at him, how they try to defend him, and, can they get Sam Darnold to throw a couple up?
Are we looking at hands down the best? Because I go back and forth between Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb. But I think, number one, unequivocally, everybody's taking Justin Jefferson over anybody in this league, right? As the wide receiver position?
For this year or?
For this year, next year, future.
I would take Justin Jefferson.
Probably. I mean,
I would probably take Justin Jefferson. Tyreek has an argument too, though.
Right. Tyreek does have an.
I mean, like,
how did
Justin Jefferson, guy.
You know, we talk about that draft, and it was Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, Michael Pittman Jr., Chase Claypool, Rieger.
Rieger.
And you got Justin Jefferson. who went 22nd overall. Had a historic year at LSU with Joe Burrow. And maybe it was more
Jamar Chase.
Maybe it was more Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson than it was Joe Burrow. No.
You're getting ridiculous now. Burrow's still a very good quarterback.
I mean, Joe Burrow was literally dropping back, throwing it bombs left and right. It's like, you want to go one-on-one coverage with Jamar Chase? Joe Burrow's fine. He's a good player. But I'm taking Brock right now for Joe Burrow. I'm probably taking Justin Jefferson over here. Like, who does he remind you of? He runs every single route. He runs deep routes. He runs shallow routes. He runs slants. He runs everything on the route tree. His speed is underrated. The gritty is taking the league by storm. His numbers are historically good. He's on pace to be the greatest.
To me, it's the toughness and the acrobatic catches that even when you watch them over and over and over again, and you see a lot of guys in the league make unbelievable catches, the way he makes these acrobatic contested catches are unbelievable. His highlight tape of 5 years, like his 5 year highlight tape is as good as anyone else's 15 year highlight tape. I have all the respect in the world for the Chris Carters and the Larry Fitzgeralds and the Calvin Johnsons and the Jerry Rices and all those guys, T.O., Randy Moss. Just look at his highlight package. It's crazy. His catch radius is so underrated. He's not a physically imposing guy.
Right. What is it about him that you fear, though, for this Sunday?
It's the game-breaker ability.
It's the game-breaker ability. Just one play could just change it. Because they didn't play against him last year.
You could be draped all over him, right? And he goes up in traffic and twists and contorts his body and hauls it in with one hand to rip it down and falls. And I mean, he's unbelievable. And then also, if they press as much as they did last week, he can get off that press very quickly.
I'm not sure I'm doing that.
Is so shifty and so fast, and I just think that I really think we underrate how tough he is.
Yeah, no, he's a tough ass. Did the receiver, Doc, think add to the toughness of Justin Jefferson? What did that do for him? Because everybody talked last year, Kirk Cousins stole the hearts of America. It was like, no, Patrick Mahomes is a damn badass. That's the big takeaway. And Marcus Mariota quit on the Atlanta Falcons. This receiver, Doc, watching Justin Jefferson, I think when people see him and they see the flash, I do think certain people in the league, or maybe fans, think that, he just thinks it's so easy. Does he really put in the effort? Is he a team guy? Because the whole receiver aspect, right, they get labeled as divas. I learned that, this guy's all about team. He wants to play.
Well, he's maniacally obsessed with it. And he seems like a really good guy. Yep. A really good guy. The other element is that if he's doing this and he's got like a sugar candy addiction like I do, like imagine if he ever got his diet right, what this guy could do in the league.
With all the candy in his room.
I mean, he's obsessed with candy.
Right. Obsessed. He's a funny dude.
He really is.
So he has a chance to do something, fellas, this Sunday. Sunday's game against the 49ers will be the 62nd game of Justin Jefferson's NFL career. If he totals at least 42 receiving yards, he'll reach the 6,000-yard mark in game number 62 of his career, something only Lance Allworth has done before. Wow. Allworth reached 6,000 career yards in his 62nd game way back in 1967. So
that's basically 100 yards a game. I mean, that's just incredible.
It's incredible. I mean, Allworth doing it then, too, is even more remarkable.
Incredible. And to do it with this team, which everybody thinks isn't that. And it's not like they're down 30 every single game. They've been competitive the last few years. It's within the fabric of other playmakers.
Yeah. They need another playmaker. They need more running back. They're in the rebuilding phase right now, Minnesota. And there was the rumor last year that the Niners were going after him. They would trade Deebo for Justin Jefferson. And I just always thought the whole time, I was like, why would Minnesota trade Justin Jefferson straight up for Deebo Samuel? Makes no sense. Now I'm seeing stuff about the Golden State Warriors maybe being in on Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler rumors, right? Rumor mill's starting. Yeah, I know. I look at Shasky. He's like...
Jimmy Buckets for 1 year. I know he wants a contract extension. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Oh, man. The Burrow takes really got people flustered.
Well, that's how you feel. That's fine.
Shameless shout-outs coming out. Somebody asked us, are we doing shameless shout-outs today? Sure, why not? 888-957-9570. There's a lot to shout out. There's a lot of big games today in the high school ranks. St. John Bosco tomorrow at Sierra High School.
That sounds awesome.
I think I might have to go to that game. I gotta hit somebody up there.
I think they are getting very lucky, the 49ers, this weekend with not having Addison out there, sounds like. And if Harrison Smith is not participating in practice, then at minimum he's limited, and that is going to be, you know, obviously beneficial for the 49ers. I do think that they're going to have to probably throw the ball a little in this game and open it up some. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how was Ayuk's week at practice? How's his conditioning? How's Trent's conditioning? Can't have him leaving the game in a tight game to go get an IV again. These are things that I will definitely be monitoring, and they are on a short week. I mean, it's an early start, and you played Monday night.
Still winning by 20?
Oh, I didn't say 20. Two scores.
You said 20.
Well, originally, and then I stepped back just a little.
Well, now it's two scores. So it was 20, then it was two touchdowns, now it's two scores. So it could be 10 points, could be...
Well, it's 10, double digits. Yeah,
okay. All right, double digits. Oh, double digits. We'll go there.
Oh, you got from 20 points to two scores to 10 points.
10 points, that's two scores. It's a touchdown and a field goal.
I mean, it could be two field goals, too. That's two scores.
No, that's one score.
No, that's one score. 6 points, love it.
Yeah.
I know they didn't teach math in Miami. Buddy. I don't need to teach math in Miami.
I mean, you're still scoring there, but okay, fine. We can split hairs. That's fine.
No, you said two scores. Two field goals, not two scores.
Okay, is a field goal a score?
A two-score game.
Okay, fine.
Get in where you fit in, too short.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Wait, what'd you say?
You said get in too short. I just said I'm taller than you.
It's the name of an album, Get In Where You Fit In.
I know, and that was just my response. What is going on here?
We're having a rough Friday. Just
to finish strong Friday.
No, you're having a rough Friday. I'm having a great Friday. Don't speak for me. I'm having a great Friday. This is fun. We're talking Niners and Vikings. I got me a quarterback in Brock Purdy that I'm taking over everybody with the exception of Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And I feel good about that because Christian McCaffrey may not play on Sunday. Who the hell knows when he's going to play? But you know what? I'm not worried about it. If Christian doesn't play for the next month, I'm not worried about it. Why? Because I have number 13 playing quarterback in Brock Purdy. That's why. Sam Darnold going to come in here and beat the Niners? Fred Warner? Now, Minnesota will make Brock Purdy beat him this week. I think Brian Flores is going to blitz the hell out of him. And they had that 8-for-8 run defense from a season ago. It could be a Brock Purdy game to get these playmakers involved, get the ball down the field. Maybe Jacob Cowie gets some run, gets a little seam route. Come on now. Get with it. Get with it. And yes, this may be a close game, Shask. I'm glad you're coming around. I'm glad you're coming around.
I don't think it will be. I think it will be close in the first half, and I think the Niners are going to blow the doors off them in the second half. And this is a like business-like trip for me, and I think this is a good early season flight away where the team can kind of galvanize themselves. There's been a lot of talk and people missing and this, that, and the other, and I think everybody going on a business-like trip to Minnesota is going to be very good for everyone. I'm very interested to see what wrinkles we get from Brandon Staley and from Nick Sorensen. Feels like that they didn't have to show a lot of stuff that I'm sure that they have in the back pocket. I really want to see what they have cooked up for a guy that they practiced against every day last year in Sam Darnold. They have great familiarity with Sam Darnold. I mean, even our guy, Diamino Lenore, said it. Like, hey, Sam really likes throwing me the football.
Yeah, he does. They have a great connection. I love that. I think Sam Darnold will throw a couple up. They're not losing to Sam Darnold.
And then also there was an article written by NBC Sports Bay Area about how Burford, you know, played left guard in college, and he's a little more comfortable on that side of the line. And with Aaron Banks' injury, he got inserted into the left guard position. And I referenced and you referenced that, he blew up number 11 for the Jets with a huge pancake block and felt like they didn't really skip a beat with Aaron Banks out, even though I was very worried. And if Banks has to miss time, with Pooney now at right guard, and there is not a question about it, and he is a solidified starter, looking over at left guard, like I wonder if Burford's just better at that position.
Yeah, he might be, but the offensive line is in a good shape. They're in a good position because Trent Williams is back. That's the most important aspect of it. The anchor is back, Trent Williams, and he didn't skip a beat other than getting the IV. 888-957-9570. We did a horrible job promoting shameless shout-outs today, but you know what? We got to have a couple on the text line. I'm sure we could come up with something. Let's go ahead and hit it.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout out somebody. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for Shameless Shoutouts on The Morning Roast.
You know you make me wanna.
I got a couple quick ones. First one, this week was the 18th birthday for our goddaughter, my niece, Megan Manning out there. She turned 18. She's a senior at SI. We love you dearly. LJ loves you. Great basketball player. Great athlete. Field hockey, whatever. I think it's called field hockey now. Great camogie player. Just a better person. Love you, Megan. Happy birthday. But that's not the only one. She's 18, and look, you got to obviously have a lot of respect and appreciation for every birthday that you hit. But when you get to our age, they're few and far between. And, you know, B, I've had the opportunity to work with you now for going on 6, 7, 8 years.
What the hell do I have to do with this?
Oh, I'm going
to
do it. And, you know, I've learned a lot from you. I've learned a lot of what not to say, what not to do, things that I've had to walk back. I've probably ruined lots of your professional relationships,
you have not.
And for that I apologize.
Trust me, you haven't.
But when I think about it and I step back and I see the man that you've become as a father, and you're going to get married soon, and I know you're a great partner to Anna, and everything you do for your family, and what you've done for me, you know, and what I would say is one of the hardest years of my life, and also one of the best years of my life simultaneously. Just know that I, as one of your best friends, love you very much. Happy birthday. Thank you for everything that you do for everybody out here. I know today is not it.
Yeah,
it's this weekend. Sunday. It's this weekend, but we're not going to remember because Monday is going to be football, and we don't have time for his birthday.
Hey, listen. I'm so happy that my birthday's on a Sunday this year. So
I'm giving a shout out to you, Bonte.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for the shout out. It was well said. Let me just say you haven't ruined
basketball.
Trust me, you haven't ruined my professional relationships with anybody. Because if you did, I may not be sitting here today. You have not ruined anything. I appreciate that. That was well said. You made me choke up a little bit. But yeah, I'm happy that my birthday's on Sunday because I will be off the airways watching football tucked in the cup.
Do me a favor. As we get older and older and older, appreciate this one. Sit down and enjoy it. I know a lot of us especially men, it's my birthday, I don't care, and you tamp it down. Now, every year that you're out here and you're living and you have a beautiful family and a big family that loves you and friends that love you or whatever, take the moment to soak it up and enjoy it because nothing is promised.
I'm going to shout out the Tunnel Boys at Levi Stadium.
There we go.
The Tunnel Boys. They were like, Bonte, you got to show the side on the roast. The Tunnel Boys. The Tunnel Dudes. They were out there on the Tunnel Crew going out there setting up the field for the starting introductions. They were hyped before Monday Night Football. So we had a little pregame speech. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to everybody at the Olympic Club. Corinne, Mr. Ring, John Ring. Hell of an event. All the money being raised. People coming out. Dunleavy took the jokes well. GP2 was having fun. Bill Cartwright was chilling, saying, yeah, nobody's scoring on me. John Dugan, please. Remember that? It was fun in there. It was a lot of fun at the Olympic Club, so that was fun.
That was great.
Shout out. Who else do I shout out? There's somebody else I needed to shout out today.
God.
Well, shout out to God. Shout out to God. You know what? That's well said, Spadoni. Shout out to Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Joe Burrow. You're playing Kansas City this Sunday. The streets will be watching, buddy.
Shout out Akalani's JV water polo from the 925. 5-0 after going 2-19 last year. The JV Demons.
Hey, Spadoni, let's get here. And we're going to get to the calls. Brock Purdy sneaks it up in Minnesota. Joe Burrow beats Kansas City on Sunday. I think I will be calling sick all next week.
Means a shorter shift for me, so I'm not mad at that. My shout-outs is going to be as follows. So Benny is turning 5. That's going to be next week, so I'm not going to shout-out because September 18th is his birthday. So I'll shout-out young Benjamin, turning 5 years old.
Happy birthday. Crushing
at TK right now. Love you, buddy. And then I'm going to shout-out, you know who I'm going to shout-out? Sam Lubman. He's doing a hell of a job the last few weeks. And you know what, Sam? I appreciate the hard work you do behind the scenes. You're doing a good job, bud. Good job. Sam Lubman.
Well, you know, on that note, I guess I got to shout out Joe Spadoni for the hell of a job that he does. Not just behind the mic, but you know what, Joe? You really make this life behind the glass so much more enjoyable. So thank you. And you know what? I'm going to shout out everybody here at 95.7 The Game. It is a fun crew we got here. You know, we have our ups and downs, but so many of us here, we all work so hard. And you know, I just don't think we really get enough. We don't give ourselves enough credit here at the station because of how hard we work. So I know everyone at 95.7, all the other hosts and whatnot, they're listening right now. Take a moment, just reflect on how great you are.
This is about the people. We're shouting out the people, the people that listen every day. Let's go to the phone lines.
You shouting me out? What are you talking about?
Literally, whoever and whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
it says in the open.
Is it not shameless shout outs?
Yeah, you just went on this long dodge about shot me out on my birthday and said, embrace it, how I'm a mentor. You lied through your teeth. Through a half of you making us all mushy, Shasky. You started this. So now I feel like I got to shout out the boss man, Matt Nahegan, for being patient with us. I got to shout out Spadoni and Lovman.
Shout out Shasky.
I got to shout out Shasky for me yelling at him all the time. And talking down on him sometimes and being condescending. I know I got to get mushy. I didn't want to get mushy on a Friday. I want to talk about how Burrow is now overrated and I'd rather have Brock Purdy as my quarterback.
Save that for 8 o'clock.
So now I gotta, you know, Guru and Steiny in heaven and Willard and Ditch, all the summit, bringing us all together and Lil Neil and all the listeners. I didn't want to do that today. But now I'm gonna do it.
Shut up!
And I shout out to everybody.
Nothing wrong with some co-worker appreciation.
And might as well shout out the lovely Christy, Willard's better half, for being there helping out baby Chez and Whitley Sandretto. And Lucas Alexander for doing absolutely nothing at the station. And Mark Grandy for carrying the postgame show. And Kyle Madsen for stealing more money from 95.7 The Game. I love you, Madsen. You know this, Joe. All right.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
Now we're getting all mushy and shot each other out, giving us our.
It's a wrap!
So much love at the station. I love it.
Gosh, I don't like the love. I like it with extension. I like drama at the station. Makes it for a better work.
Well, yeah, that was like 5 minutes of love around all the other like drama at the
station. It feels weird when you do it at radio. All right, let's go to the calls, man. Ronnie and Oak Cliff.
Hey, Ronnie.
Ronnie and Oak Cliff.
Hey man, first off, let me say this, man. I love being a roaster, man. I love you, Julio. I love you, Joe Jackie. I love you, Sam. I love you, Joe. Hey man, have a hell of a day, and I love being a roaster.
Let's go.
I love that. I love that, Roddy. Shout out Raymond Ritter from the 650. Sure. Shout out to you, Raymond Ritter. Now leave me alone. I'll see you at training camp. Shaka, Berkeley. Oh, Shaka, you about to get the smoke this Sunday. You getting the smoke this Sunday, Shaka.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
What's up, Shaka?
Hello.
What's going on, big dog?
How you doing, man? All right, I'm going to turn this radio down. Right? Hey, man, I want to shout out to all the people that answer the phones, man. They're so nice to everybody, man. They give you the comfort zone before you get on the radio, man. I want to shout out to them, man, everybody at 95.7, man. I also want to shout out UNLV Rebels, man. They play Kansas today. My son's not playing today, but he's going to, next week, they're going to be good this year, man. And watch out for Minnesota, man. Watch, it's going to be a great game. We're going to win, too. Chassie.
You better not go ghosting me next week.
Nah, Shaka, no go ghost. Let's go to RJ Fairfield. RJ, are you freaking out about Sunday?
Hey, RJ.
Nah, if Shasky ain't freaking out, I ain't freaking out. Bonte, I already know where you stand on it. I ain't freaking out. We good.
Wait. Hold on. Let me get something straight. If Shasky's not freaking out, you don't freak out?
Nah, it's weird. Me and Shasky got a weird relationship. And, you know, I agree with him on a lot of things, but for some reason, we don't get along. I don't know what
it's the high IQ that we share.
So
we think a lot alike.
Wow. So if I'm not worried, you get more worried?
Well, no, if Shasky's not worried, I'm not worried because he does the film. I'm the emotional person here, so just like him. So
what if I'm not worried, though?
No, man, you're something else. You're a different creature, man. You're something else, Bonte. You got confidence like crazy, so no. No.
Real quick, RJ, we got two quick shout-outs. Bayside Broncos, 14-12 U Pop Warner team, 2-0 start, going to Marin on Sunday. Let's go. And the other one, shout-out my ex-girlfriend. This is from the 510. I heard she just got fired from City Nights.
Oh, my God.
That is funny.
Bro.
That is...
RJ, damn. Can you top that?
And RJ, hook up. Well, you didn't even get a shout out. We sped right over him. Oh, man. RJ, call back. We'll get your shout out in here. Shout out to my nephew Noah, who turned one yesterday. And prayers are to him and his family. That's sweet from the 510. Shout out to my. Oh, my God. That is. All right. Let's go to Duke in the City. Duke, what's up, what Duke? You got, Duke? What's up, baby?
Come on, man. Y'all know what it is, man. He was like the dude, like them gold sweet cheddar six rings on our finger, which sure look better. Come on, man. Nine is going to mop the Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold gets Nathan. Y'all already know, but on a sad note, man, my little sister passed away on September the 11th, man. This September 11th, on this week, man. 40 years old, man. So y'all keep our family in prayer, man. You know what I mean? We're gonna try to move forward, man. But on a good note, my wife, man, she got a blessed with a great managerial job, man. So
that's awesome.
She's doing big things over at Summit Hospital, man. So, you know, well, I love y'all, man. Go Niners, man. Y'all already know. Y'all got my heart, man. It's 95.7 the game for life, man. Y'all already know. Go Niners.
Let's go.
Prayers out to Duke and your family. Duke. Prayers out to your family. Very well said. That was a good save of shout-outs. I appreciate the sentiment, Shasky. You almost made me cry, man.
What a love.
You can make me a little uncomfortable when you do
Where is the love?
I'm not going to lie. You make me a little uncomfortable. I like Ricky Bobby's dad. I don't like compliments, man. I want drama. You know, it's too much of a love fest at Applebee's. Remember that? He had to just do something crazy just because? I kind of like that in the family. Like, all right, it's too peaceful around here.
It's because your ego's injured.
It's time for the injury report.
Really hurt.
Brought to you by Bucks Workers. Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Tell RJ we'll squeeze him in at the top. To get a shout out. We'll get a shout out, because I like talking to RJ. I'd like to read his mind. So the more I talk, the more he gets worried. When Shasky's not worried, he's not worried. That's a good thing, Shasky. It's a very good thing. Who's injured today? Who is injured? We're waiting to see if Christian McCaffrey will suit up and play Sunday. Kyle Shanahan said earlier this week that there is a real chance that McCaffrey will not suit up on Sunday versus the Vikings. He's been limited at practice. We'll get into that with Jay Cutchison, who's been out all the practices. Our 95.7 a game insider. But the good news is, for Niner fans, is that he's not on the IR list yet. They have not even considered it. So that is good news here as Chris McCaffrey deals with the calf and the Achilles tendonitis. The injury report brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. We probably will not hear from Hillary from Boxer & Gerson for quite some time, because the Raiders about to get, talk about a get-right game for Baltimore.
Put money on it, you won't.
Are you taking the Raiders?
Put money on it, you won't.
What you got?
You won't.
What you got?
I gotta go to break.
Yeah, on the other side, we'll argue about it.
Really? I took that bet. Be my first bet of the NFL season. 408 says, shout out to Shannon Sharp. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. We'll get to RJ, then Jake Hutchison here on the Rust.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of.
And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.